AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Under a new trade deal, President Trump says tariffs on Chinese goods will rise to 55%. The U.S. will also get magnets and rare earth minerals from China. The president says the U.S. will provide China what was agreed to, including allowing Chinese students to attend American colleges and universities. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick was at trade talks in London.
When you put President Xi and President Trump on the phone together, it changes the outcome. They were focused on trying to deliver on what President Xi told President Trump. And I think, obviously, Ambassador Greer, myself, and Secretary Bessent were completely focused on delivering what President Trump wanted from us.
The new 55% tariff rate is a meaningful increase from the 30% tariff set in Switzerland during talks last month. Protests that started in Los Angeles have begun to spread across the country. In L.A., a curfew was in effect overnight. Jim McDonnell is the city's police chief.
To be clear again, that's not about silencing voices or suppressing lawful protest. When that expression crosses into unlawful conduct, when lives are put at risk, and when our city's safety is compromised, we must act and we will act.
The Trump administration said it would continue its program of raids and deportations despite the protests. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the focus is on Los Angeles.
It is total chaos out there. We're all watching it on the news. And, you know, they're throwing bricks. We had a law enforcement officer injured. They're throwing bricks at cars. And this is very orchestrated.
The Labor Department says inflation picked up a bit last month. Prices are higher for groceries and imports. Elon Musk is stepping back from his explosive feud with President Trump. Writing on X, he regrets that some of his posts went too far. The president's quest to erase his criminal hush money conviction heads to a federal appeals court in New York. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sital, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting near their record high on Wall Street after a report suggested that President Donald Trump's tariffs are not pushing inflation much higher, at least not yet. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The index is less than 2% below the all-time high it set in February. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 89 points. It's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite was 0.3% higher. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after the government reported that inflation ticked up last month by less than expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
In its latest round of cost-cutting, Google has offered buyouts to staff in several divisions. It's not clear how many employees are affected, but the Wall Street Journal reports offers were made to staff in Google's search, advertising, research, and engineering units. The tech giant started trimming staff in 2023 when it announced 12,000 layoffs after sales during the coronavirus pandemic started to fade. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.